We are following the news today about a number of suspicious packages intercepted by law enforcement around the country, including packages addressed to former President Barack Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, CNN's offices in New York City, and now U.S. Representatives Maxine Waters and former Democratic National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz have been added to that list. NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing joins us now for an update. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jeremy.
So when you count them all up at this point, and they seem to be coming out by the hour, but there have been at least six packages intercepted, including that package found Monday night near the home of the billionaire George Soros, who invests a lot in liberal causes. What do we know about these attempted attacks?
Well, federal authorities have told our network NPR, my colleague Ryan Lucas, that at least some of these devices appear to be similar to each other, the ones that went to Obama, Clinton, and the Soros device you talked about from earlier this week. Now, we don't know if that means they came from the same person or people, but what the federal authorities are willing to say is that they do see a pattern or similarities between these devices that would appear to fit with this political theme of Democrats or the news media, because CNN was one of these targets. But we don't know who's responsible for this. And right now, we don't know why all these suspicious packages were sent out.
President Trump addressed the attempted attacks this afternoon at a White House event. Let's listen.
The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation and bring those responsible for these despicable acts to justice. We will spare no resources or expense in this effort.
Now, many of the people and organizations targeted are political adversaries of Trump's. He has had harsh words, of course, for CNN, for Hillary Clinton, for Barack Obama, for Maxine Waters just the other day in a rally that he gave in Texas. He also just recently praised Montana Representative Greg Gianforte for body slamming a journalist. Are people drawing a connection between President Trump's rhetoric and what happened today?
Well, political figures, including the president, have called for passivity, for calm. They've said they don't want American politics to become about violence or the threat of violence. So at least the people in power, elected officials, are trying to address those concerns and say this should not be the way political life is lived in the United States. And that's coming both from Democrats, including the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, today, who's a Democrat, and also from big, important Republicans like the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. They've both said that. In terms of federal investigators, however, we haven't gotten any indication about who is responsible, as I mentioned earlier. So we right now just don't know whether there was a political motive for someone or some people sending all these suspicious devices.
And these were sent through the mail, or did somebody go and drop them off in these places? Do we know?
We don't know that. We know at least one or two of these devices appears to have arrived by the mail. CNN, you know, because it's a news organization, makes it very convenient to cover these types of things. It posted a picture of an envelope and this device that arrived at its offices today. There were a number of stamps on the outside of the envelope suggesting that it had come, you know, through the normal U.S. mail. But we don't have an official accounting right now about how each one of the other ones may have arrived at their various targets, or whether they were even the targets that were intended, whether they might have actually wound up someplace that they weren't supposed to go.
A fast-developing story, and we will keep on top of it. NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing in Washington, thank you.
Thank you.